Welcome to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. We're on for 2 hours. I know that some of you are just tuning into the second hour, particularly those from Nachum Siegel's program. You can hear the full program by going to www.charliebernhout.com. That's CharlieBernhout, charliebernhout.com. I welcome you to log on to my website. And all of you, I remind you that I need your permission to put your email on my distribution list. So you're listening to this through the internet. Go to the homepage. You can do it right now while you're listening, or wait until later. And there's a box there which just says join. And it's just very simple. Put your email in and press join. It's very important that I be able to communicate with you and send you the cantorial calendar and information center bulletin. And a lot of good things are being planned. I'll tell you more about that in the future, but I need your address. We were listening to Gordon Jenkins with Tum Balalaika. Time now for the Chazanis. Of course, it's appropriate that we play Umipnei Chatoeinu. I'm not going to play 10 versions, just one good one, and this is Moshe Kusevitzky.
Oh.
Moshe Koussevitzky, he was so great, wasn't he? Okay, I hope that you had an easy fast, and hope you were able to hear some good chazanis. Mickey and I were at Park East, and we heard some, and Julian, yeah, we heard some good stuff. Yitzhak Helfgott and the choir was wonderful, and Ichimir was his usual great self. And I had good reports that many of you enjoyed the chazanis over the holiday. Okay, and we have more coming. Well, this is one of my favorite Hallel pieces. This is Tzvi Aroni with Min HaMetzar.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Was that beautiful? Well, Minha Meitzar from Hallel, and that was Tzvi Aroni. Okay, we'll be coming back to the Chazonus in 3 minutes, but I just have to speak out. I just must speak out. First of all, you heard about the olive pickers. Yeah, well, Itamar is the town where the Fogel home was. Helen and I visited it on our last visit to Israel, and you can see the fields right in back of the home. And yeah, the Arabs are allowed to go right up there and pick the olives and case out the area and plan their next brutal murder in Itamar. And the government is complicit in this. They're allowing the Arabs to be right there, and they even yell threatening threats that you're next, and they slice the throat of the baby. So they make a sign with their hand across their own throats, indicating that they're preparing to do their evil deed. These are the Arabs that we're going to make peace with. Speaking of making peace, how can you figure this? This weekend at Columbia University, there's going to be a 3-day seminar on apartheid in Israel. Apartheid in Israel. Can you? First of all, Arabs sit in the Knesset. There are 10 members in the Knesset. There's an Arab member of the Israeli Supreme Court. 1.3 million Arabs live freely in Israel. And they have the gall to talk about Israel being an apartheid state. Meanwhile, Abbas can get up before the UN and he can claim that no Jew will be allowed to live in the new Palestinian state. That's beyond apartheid. That's racist. But does anybody say a word? What are you talking about? Not one Jew can live in Palestine. Not that any Jew would want to, but he's making the statement it will be Judenrein. And the world accepts that. But then these crazy people, and a lot of them are Jews, disgusting Jews who go up to Columbia University, who may be students at Columbia University, and they want to scream out against their own people and join in with the haters and the anti-Semites. You did hear interviews about these people down in the protesters. I was in the car the other day, and one guy said, it's the Jews. The Jews control the country, and all these problems are the Jews. These are the anti-Semites who are voicing their opinions, and they're right here with us, right down there in New York City. So don't believe that. Just have to go to the rest of the world to find them. Now, Kever Yosef is destroyed. Recently, they tried to bring it back, and then there was desecration. Not one word, but when a Muslim mosque supposedly is desecrated by Jews, and I say supposedly because we know that the Arabs will do anything to bring blame upon the Jews, even to the extent of desecrating their own holy places. Hey, look, they're willing to kill Jews. They're willing to blow themselves up. Why wouldn't they be willing to desecrate their own holy places and blame the Jews? And Perez and the rabbis immediately go and have to say how sorry they are that this is happening. Did you ever hear one Arab talk about how sorry they are that Jews are being killed left and right? And talking about Jews being killed, there's a new thing that's going on in Israel, in case you don't know about it. Actually, it was during the UN, there was an Israeli on the road with his child, and Arabs in a car drove by its side and started throwing stones at the window and caused an accident where the father and the child were killed. Not a word about this, because the Israeli government didn't want to upset the negotiations or whatever it was that was going on at the United Nations. That den of hatred and snakes worried about the United Nations. So they kept it quiet. But let me just tell you about a new thing that you will be hearing about. I mean, it's happening daily, but the press is keeping it down. The Arabs will go and put stones along the road so that when a Jewish car is coming, a car with Jews, they'll slow down and they'll have to stop. They will then jump out and put stones to the rear to keep the car from backing up or from trying to get off the road. They then take tires and they put them with kerosene They ignite it, and they stick the tire underneath the car to kill the Jews. This is happening right now before our very eyes. Nothing is said. There are no words. And you know what would happen if a Jew had a gun and he tried to defend himself? Yes, they would bring him to court and find him guilty of murder and sentence him to life and life imprisonment. That's the crazy world that we live in. There are just so many crazy things that are going on in this this world. It's painful. It's very, very painful. But you know what? We must be vigilant. We must speak out. And if we don't, then we are to blame. If we allow fellow Jews and we allow what's going on in Israel without speaking up, and even here in the United States, then we share the blame. So I hope that if you are listening to this, that you will heed the message and stand up for Jewish rights. More about this in the future. Okay, back to the Chazanis. This is Israel Leib Tkach. Now, it's T-K-A-T-S-C-H, but in the write-up in the album, it says rhymes with Hutch. So, Eva, I've been saying Tkach, but they're saying it should be pronounced Tkach. Okay, Israel Leib Tkach, or Tkach, was born in the village near Odessa in 1867. Pogroms forced him to emigrate to Bucharest, Romania, at the turn of the century, and later to Budapest, where he was the cantor of the Rumbach Street Synagogue. He later arrived in New York, and before returning to Hungary, he officiated in Montreal, Canada. And the comment from the note liner notes here says he was a fine lyric tenor. These recordings are over 100 years old, so just understand that they didn't have the sophisticated equipment that we have nowadays. And also, they're rather short because they did not have, let's see, if this is over 100 years old, the most you could record was 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes on a particular record. These selections are each less than 3 minutes. So that explains, by the way, why they're not going on for 6, 7, or 8 minutes. First, we're going to hear Avinu Malkeinu, and then we'll hear V'shomru. Yes, there is Israel, Leib, Tkach, and Eva, and Mickey, I dedicate this to you and to all our Hungarian friends. Eva, it was Eva Weinberger's great-grandfather, Israel Tkach.
Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu,
Israel Katz. Let's hear the next selection is V'Shomru. Again, these are over 100 years old. I know you enjoyed that. Pretty good for over 100 years old. Israel Katz. Israel Leib Katz. Well, a few months ago, I started playing the first part of a concert that took place on February 14th, 1993, 18 years ago, at the Talmud Torah of Flatbush. There's nothing like live davening. Of course, it's hard to play that. the only time we really get a chance is slichus, and a few times with weekday davenings. But the next favorite, if you will, is from concerts because it's live. There's something that takes place when there's an audience and there's a crowd. And then, of course, you've got the studio recordings. So I love these live recordings with all their bumps and whatever, and their coughs and miscues or whatever. So let's go back again to 1993, Talmud Torah, Flatbush. First selection will be Ben-Tzion Miller with Modim Anachnu Loch. Thank you.
sed eure vodair noi delecho noi delecho
Give me love, give me love, give me love.
That's Ian Miller with Modi Menachnu Lach. It's interesting. 18 years ago, this was at the Talmud Torah Flatbush, featuring three cantors. Ben Sion Miller, the next one we'll be hearing is Yaakov Motzin, and Chaim Adler. And clearly, those are three among the finest cantors around today. And they just keep getting better, don't they? And of course, the accompanist, you can guess who that was, our friend Danny Gildar. So we'll next hear Yaakov Motzin with Elokai Neshama, and this is a composition, I believe it says, by Todos Greenberg, Elokai Neshama.
Moide ani lefon, moide ani lefon, hashem meroikai.
المحاذير
Yaakov Mortzin with Elokai Neshama. Well, next year, Chaim Adler, this again at the Talmud Torah Flatbush, 1993. This is a Genshoff composition of Ritzei, Chaim Adler.
Thank you.
Okay, Mickey, what do you think of that? Chaim Adler, he's doing very, very well at the Great Synagogue in Yerushalayim. He's getting better with age, like good wine. How about that? Okay, a little story about this next selection or two. Going back to the year 2000, that's 11 years ago, I got involved with helping some people at the Jewish Center with a concert, a couple of concerts. That's when I first met the cantor Benny Rogoznitsky. He was there, and actually he is on this recording, but I want to play Ari Brown. It's B-R-A-U-N, but they say it's pronounced Ari Brown. Okay, Ari Braun, Ari Brown. Just want to close with one or two of those selections from that concert. It's, a recording of a live concert 11 years ago, and sadly, Ari Braun, Brown is no longer with us. He's going to be singing a particular selection that was my late mother's favorite, Shehecheyanu. So, before we get on to that, I just would like to point out, please, you're listening to this over the computer, obviously, and you're on my website. If you go to the homepage, just click home. You can even do it right now, but I know you're in your office, most of you are listening to this. You can do it while you're listening. Just go to the homepage, and there's a box there on the upper left-hand side or the middle of the left-hand side. where they ask you, I ask you to put in your email address and click join. And this way, I will be able to distribute to you the Cantorial Calendar and Information Center newsletter. I'll be preparing it in the next few weeks. You will not get a lot of information through the website or even on this on the program. I'm giving you a heads up. I'm going to be doing some kumsitzes, and I'm going to be helping some people with Shabbatons and the like. And the source will be this newsletter. Yes, a little bit of information over the website and on the radio program. But if you want to be informed as to what's going on with Chazanis around the world, I ask you to give me your email, and I'm just going to be able to send you all the information. And now, if you didn't receive the first edition, email me, cbjmusic@aol.com, and I'll send a copy to you. Again, CBJ Music, Charlie Bernhout Jewish Music, cbjmusic@aol.com. Okay, so it's very simple. I want to be able to communicate with you. And, of course, Ari Braun, who was the chief cantor of the Israeli Armed Forces, he was terrific, and he was at that concert 11 years ago at the Jewish Center. Let's hear his wonderful version of Shehechiyonu, very appropriate for this period.
Let's go.
Well, that's what happens when you're having a good time. Time flies by so quickly. Oh, I hope you enjoy these 2 hours of Jewish soul music. A little different. Okay, the first hour, we played a lot of young guys. I have a couple more to introduce to you. Ari Klein, he was very, very good as a young kid. And I have three or four others. In forthcoming weeks, I'll be coming back to the young kids. And I hope you enjoyed some of this wonderful, wonderful soul music. Soul music. In the background, we're hearing from Gordon Jenkins' Soul of a People. This is Romania. Yeah. And my father was from Bukovina, and I ate Mamaliga. What can I tell you? This is... Okay. You got a little forespice of Romania. Don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Come back next week and sign up to be on the distribution list for my newsletter. Shalom, everyone. Thanks for joining with me.